Texans have waited 4 years to see a ship blast off from Brownsville, but there's still no date on when the launch pad from SpaceX will be completed. And for many nearby residents, frustration over SpaceX's silence outweighs excitement or even concern. TPR Tech reporter Paul Flav has more.
It's a rainy day in February, and the Boca Chica area is fogged in. Terry Heaton stands on a raised porch in his backyard, squinting into the light wind.
You see a lot of, we see deer up here, a lot of coyotes. It's right there, boom.
Heaton lives in Boca Chica Village, a lonely 45-minute drive from the border city of Brownsville, near the beach of the same name. The retired construction worker has lived here for 18 years with his wife Bonnie, whose name is emblazoned on his left bicep. The Heatons are one of two year-round families living in this remote cluster of more than 30 vacation homes. But Heaton says that isolation and this village are jeopardized because of a new neighbor. You can see SpaceX's massive antennas from Heaton's kitchen table, and the launch pad is less than 2 miles away. Heaton's worried about a rocket exploding, like the ones the company suffered in 2015 or 2016. He's concerned about the monthly launches the company can make and how the state will shut down Highway 4 to all but residents. But mostly he's upset because the company hasn't told them anything in 2 years.
We've had 3 meetings, I think it is, with SpaceX, and that was in the very beginning. And what they told us then was, you know, we were not going to have to leave. We weren't going to have to do any of this. They were going to be good neighbors. Haven't lived up to any of it as far as I'm concerned.
It's not known publicly when the first launch will be or when the pad will be done.
Get up.
Heaton found out from coverage of the historic Falcon Heavy launch last month that SpaceX may be testing what would be the biggest ship ever built, the big Falcon rocket, down the street. Here's CEO Elon Musk.
But most likely it's going to happen in our Brownsville location because we've got a lot of land with nobody around. And so if it blows up, it's cool.
SpaceX, through the company Dogleg Park LLC, has purchased homes in Boca Chica Village, at least 6 in the last 3 years, according to public records.
They own that house on that side of me. They own this house on this side of me. I'm beginning to be the one little area in the middle of the whole thing.
Andrew Gage is the other permanent resident of Boca Chica Village, but unlike he estimates 99% of his neighbors, he loves SpaceX.
The idea of some people that this whole thing should be canceled so they can come down from Minnesota every winter and, you know, wreck the opportunity to be Brownsville, to be on a world map, someplace famous, and that seems a little outrageous to me.
He moved from California 2 years ago to be near the project. Gage isn't worried about an explosion, saying he's seen estimates that put them clear of any serious debris, and he wishes the company would go faster, if anything, purchasing other homes if need be. But he agrees SpaceX doesn't tell them what's going on.
The general public gets frustrated by that.
Nick Surfey does talk to the company regularly. The volunteer head of the Cameron County Spaceport Development Corporation says people want to know. But he says SpaceX is privately owned and has competition.
You know, they're very guarded about a lot of the information that they release. So, and I understand that. I own some private companies, and I don't like to reveal information unless it's, especially if it's proprietary.
The development corporation gave more than $2 million of the $13 million in incentives budgeted for the company's efforts. The company started the launch pad years ago, but progress slowed. SpaceX spokesperson James Gleason wrote in a statement to TPR that the company's invested millions already in the project. They most recently installed a solar panel field to power their ground antennas that will track manned launches to the International Space Station and beyond, starting as early as this year. Nick Surfey says the partnership will be good for the area because of the direct investment and jobs, but it's tourism that will likely see the biggest boon. 100,000 people poured into Brevard County, Florida for the Falcon Heavy launch. Rodel Garza runs the Economic Development Council of Harlingen. He says 3 hotels are already coming specifically for SpaceX. It will increase the city's hotel room stock by a third.
They were trying to time it so that they could be open by about the same time that SpaceX would be launching their vehicles.
Garza says SpaceX could redefine the region, and Boca Chica Village resident Andrew Gage agrees.
Border Patrol might be checking for red cards when Martian immigrants come to visit town or something.
Whether Boca Chica Village will live through that transformation is what Gage's neighbors worry about. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.